This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
Well, we tried to work it out here for the Isaiah Stevens Show, where he could interview his old pal, or you guys could interview back and forth, David Roddy. He'll join us. He'll join us in the 1 o'clock hour, but you and I were talking. It's probably not a good look if the rookie's like, hey, I can't do shoot around. I got to do a radio interview, especially as a rookie. So right. We'll let him pass on that. What do you think?
Slide with that one, yeah.
You and David were hanging out a little bit, though. He was around the crew. He was around the Rams a little bit last night.
Yeah, he came to practice yesterday. It was cool to see him. I don't think anybody really knew outside of the coaching staff, so it was a pleasant surprise for everybody. Man.
That's awesome. So you didn't know?
No, I didn't.
It was a surprise to you?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were playing the Nuggets either. I was just kind of in my own world.
You're kind of locked in. I mean, you're into the season. You're getting ready for the conference tournament and all that. So, yeah, I was texting Isaiah. I'm like, hey, what do you think about being on when David's on, too? And you can stick around throughout the noon hour a little bit. And then you shot me the picture of David. You're like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, David's right there hanging out.
He was literally right next to me at the time.
What was he eating, man? That looked delicious, whatever he had there.
I don't even remember what was all this play. It was some. We had, like, some chicken and steak and stuff like that. So, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it looked good. Well, that's cool. We'll talk to David a little bit later on in the program. Big night for you guys tonight. Of course, it's a senior night going up against this New Mexico team that's really hard for me to figure out. They have all the right pieces. It's just sometimes putting it all together.
Yeah.
But a late one tonight. It's going to be on FS1, 9 o'clock, senior night. Is going to be a long one. It'll be a long game. Let's hope it's a good one for the Rams.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's that 9 p.m. start is something you hopefully don't have to get used to, but we've had a couple late games already this year, so I'll probably have to go take a nap or something.
Yeah, after you get done here,
energy saved up.
Take a little break, man. It is. It's late. I like these late ones for me personally when it's a Friday. That's great for me. During the week, it's tough because you guys had a late one the other night too against San Jose State.
I think it was an 8:30 tip out in San Jose. Yeah.
And it did get going a little bit later too, didn't it?
It did,
seemed like
it was their senior night, so
right. So you got
the festivities,
all that going on there, and that game, of course, Isaiah, 63-46. But you guys had that thing within four, a good chunk there. Both teams kind of just went cold shooting. Yeah. And then ultimately they came up with the plays at the end. So, but that one, it felt like you guys were going to make that run and get over that hump against the Spartans.
Yeah, man. And, we went back and watched the film, and all the credit to San Jose. They came with a really good game plan, and they executed and had some guys make some big shots for them. But when we were out there, man, we felt like we were in a position to, like you said, make a run there when the game was tight, 4 to 6 points. But we got some good looks, too, during that stretch, man. We just couldn't hit them, and sometimes that's just the way the game goes. But you learn from it and try to pick up the pieces, and hopefully some of those shots will fall for us tonight.
And that's the part I think that stings the most, is you guys are setting it up the right way, getting those open looks, and it was just one of those nights where the shots weren't falling.
Yeah, and they were hitting some, and they hit some tough ones and some big ones. But like I said, all the credit to San Jose. They executed that night.
Yeah, well, we'll see what you guys do tonight. Last regular season game, of course, we talked about a senior night. And then, of course, the Mountain West Conference tournament coming up. A lot of the national guys, of course, are paying attention to this conference. There's so many great players. You and I talked a little bit about that last week. But another thing that's got to make you feel kind of good is, even though the record hasn't been what you guys have wanted it to be this year, your name comes up as this guy should seriously be considered as the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. Even the national guys are saying that. There are so many guys, so many big-time players in this conference. I mean, it just seems like it's getting better and better. But regardless of record or whatever, your name is still right there at the top.
Nah, that's really cool to hear. Just put in a lot of work. Go to war every day with my teammates, man, and just try to put our best foot forward and try to hopefully give our team the best chance to win each and every game. And so that's my ultimate goal. And for guys to still, I guess, recognize the effort that I'm putting forth on a nightly basis is always a blessing. But like you said, man, each team has a guy that could potentially be first team on a conference, right, or player of the year conversation. So, the league is extremely deep right now, and each and every night you're going up against a high-level guy. So.
Well, it's like, I mean, when I look at the standings, I see New Mexico is down the list, sitting at 8-9 in the conference. But you watch New Mexico, and they're star-studded, man. They got so many different studs on that team. So that, to me, just speaks of – how great this conference is. And it, and we say this all the time about good conferences, but it does feel like you can see teams upset the big time teams any night. And New Mexico, again, it feels like if they get into, somehow get into March Madness, they could do some crazy things.
Oh, 100%.
But yet, there's their record. So I guess that just shows you how freaking ridiculous this conference is.
Yeah, got to show up each and every night. Like I just said, man, each team has 2, 3, 4 guys that can take over a game or strongly impact the game. And so for a lot of these teams, if they were to get into the big dance, I think they could surprise some people.
How are you guys doing at this stage? I mean, obviously you got this game tonight that's getting your focus. No matter how late it is, it's going to get your focus.
Yeah.
And then you know, okay, what we're going to have to do, we got to go make a little history here. We're going to have to just go on a monster run and win game after game after game to put ourselves in that position. So where are you at mentally right now?
Man, it's just continue to fight. Just go down swinging, however that may be. We're not going to lay down to the season. We're not just going to concede to everything that's been happening to us day after day after day, month after month. But we're going to go out fighting, and we're hopefully going to be able to push this season along a little bit further than people may expect.
Just stretch it out one game at a time, man.
That's it.
See what you guys can do.
Yeah.
Are the spirits pretty good then? Amongst obviously the coaching staff and the rest of the crew, spirits pretty high. I mean, yesterday had to be kind of cool again, seeing David kind of give you guys a little bit of a boost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Getting a guy like that back around is impossible to be down or disappointed in some. It's like a family member coming back, right, to the family reunion. So, yeah, man, I would say that our spirits are as high as it could be given the situation. Obviously, it hasn't been the straightest road or anything like that. But, you know, we're picking ourselves up by the bootstraps and going to work. So,
yeah, I always wonder that. Great players like you, I mean, at the end of the day, once you get the opening tip, it's about basketball. You're not thinking about the records. You're not thinking about any of that. And you're just one of those guys that's just going to bring it each and every night. And again, it helps you individually with your career, too, as you continue to put together big numbers regardless of what those records look like.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, winning is the most important thing, but when you put in the work in the offseason when no one's watching, you get to reap the benefits of all that at some point. And so, luckily enough for me, it's been very healthy and blessed 4 years of just being able to go out there and perform and put up numbers. And yeah, man, it's been fun.
You think you'll be emotional tonight?
I have no idea. Everybody's been asking me about that, man. I have no idea.
Are you an emotional guy? Do you shed some tears once in a while?
See, I'm not a natural crier. Like, I'm not a big-time crier. But you never really know how those moments, kind of overtake you emotionally. So I'm not against it. If it happens, it happens. Like, it would be cool, but for me to just sit up here and be like, yeah, I'm going to be bawling my eyes out, I don't know.
You don't know, and that's okay. Either way, if you cry a little bit, great. If you don't, I don't see a lot of guys cry out there, but sometimes I do. And either way, it's all great, man. It's all part of it. You've grown up in Colorado State. Yeah. I mean, you've grown up, or these fans around you have watched you grow up into not just an amazing player, not just one of, you're going to go down as one of the greatest Colorado State Rams, and there's some great names on that list.
Yeah.
But watching you grow into a man, too, and just the way you handle your business each and every day. So it's going to be, you know, if guys for like Ali Farouk Manesh, I wouldn't be shocked if he sheds a tear or two.
Yeah, he might.
Is he a crier?
That's my guy, man. And he definitely gets his emotions into it. And but that's what makes him such a great coach, man. Like, he genuinely, genuinely cares and builds these relationships with these guys that he brings in. So, if I had to put my money on one guy, it would probably be him.
Nico, not much of a crier?
I haven't seen that one. Haven't seen that one, man. I've been around on him for a while now, but I haven't seen that one. So
it's such a cool deal, too. Yeah. And again, the relationships that you build with these coaches, they're just so unique. But you've talked about Ali a lot on this show, and we've had him on this program. Not to say Nico doesn't have that. He absolutely does. But we know Ali's like that first line of defense. He's going out and talking to you guys first. Yeah. So he's creating those relationships right off the bat.
Yeah, he's the guy that when Colorado State first starts recruiting a kid, he's probably the first guy they come in contact with. Nico probably steps in a little bit later in the process if they feel like you're a good fit. Then after that, man, it's you get in touch with everybody. But I remember Ali was the first guy I met when they started recruiting me. That was back at Drake before they made the transition. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to build a relationship for quite some time now.
What are some of the memories? Obviously, March Madness was huge, was absolutely huge, breaking the assist record. I mean, you have some tremendous memories you're going to take away no matter what happens these final few games.
Yeah.
What sticks out the most? The number one thing. I mean, is it a basket? Is it like on the floor? Is it a practice moment? Is it a developed relationship? I mean, what is it?
So many, man. And one cool thing that's I've been able to do here at CSU over my time is we've traveled like crazy. We've been to Duke. We've left the country multiple times. We've gone to Costa Rica, the Cayman Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. Like, we've just been all over. And so those experiences in itself are extremely cool off the court. And those have so many stories right along with them. But probably on the court, man, I don't know how anything really tops the comeback we had at Viejas.
Oh, my gosh.
Back during the COVID season, man, that was
unreal. Just
that
absolutely
just doesn't
unreal.
Happen, yeah.
So that's the one.
That would probably be the one. I'll probably have to sit down and think about a few more. I'm sure some will come up. Like, we got some game winners in there and just, like, some big-time wins against some big opponents. But, man, that comeback at Viejas, 27 points is crazy.
It's absolutely – it's unheard of.
Yeah.
You just don't see that kind of thing, man. So that's certainly one of those. Moby Madness campaign from last year, too.
Ooh,
was just so special. Seeing the fan support and the way they got behind you guys and, you know, going into March Madness, all of that. I mean, just crazy stuff coming out with over the past few years and what you guys have really built.
Yeah, and it was almost just a tribute to all the work that we had put in. Because when we first got here, that's not at all what Moby looked like. And we knew that we were going to have to earn not only the respect, but just the fan support back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just go out there and perform and give them something to be proud of and passionate about. And we were able to build that up over some time. And, yeah, last year was crazy. And it felt good to kind of experienced that again during Orange Out against Wyoming, man. That was
good.
That was electric.
Yeah,
so,
it absolutely
was.
All right, let's take a quick break here. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back. We'll look into New Mexico a little bit, too, and in the Mountain West and the standings and what the tournament looks like potentially. So we'll get into all that and more coming up on the other side. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Several teams, one goal, win it all. Hear high school basketball playoffs on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Big one tonight, late one tonight against New Mexico. And you and I were talking during the break just about laying it all on the line, man. I mean, you've had a phenomenal career. You've achieved just about as much as a player can achieve, you know, breaking records, getting a trip to March Madness, doing all these amazing things where either way you decide to go, there's a lot of greatness lined out in front of you. And so do you go into this last game and then the conference tournament almost, do you really feel pressure, or is it just more like, you know what, we're just going to go out there, we're going to leave it all out there, and we're going to see what happens?
Definitely the second one. Just go out there and leave it all out on the floor and just compete and be aggressive and, you know, don't leave anything, you know, any stone unturned, really. It's just go out there, compete, man, and preach to these guys that, you know, this could potentially be one of the last few games when you start making it past this New Mexico game we had tonight. Like, at that point, man, there's no holding anything back and just go out there and fight.
Well, it could be one of the, you know, could be your last game in Moby. How many times a day do you get asked if you're going to come back? A
couple times, for sure, man. Probably get a text or two. Somebody will catch me in person.
I'm not going to ask you on the show. I'm not. Well, after when we get off the air, I'll ask about 45 times. I was joking the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm messing with Isaiah. Like, hey, I can't wait to do the show next year. And he's a winky face. And it's good. It's a good, you've got it down pat, man. But I do think that it's awesome for you. Because you're a great player and you're a great dude, and people want to have that kind of guy representing their program.
Yeah.
Win or lose, it's nice at the end of the day where fans can just say, Yeah, but we still got Isaiah Stevens.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be pretty cool for you, man, that you've grown and achieved that kind of respect from everybody.
Doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen. There's a lot of players that have played at a lot of schools, and though these kind of careers just typically don't happen, man, I'm extremely blessed to be in this position, to be healthy enough to fulfill everything that I've wanted to achieve, man. And so, I definitely try not to take it for granted and just embrace it all, honestly.
There's a lot of great players that are on great teams, and then they have great years, and then maybe their final year, whatever, they have a rough year, the record's not great. And then I think fans maybe are like, yeah, we respect him, love him, great, but maybe it's all just time to move on, whatever. I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. It's just not the case with you. I mean, the Rams could lose every game in the history of the world. As long as Isaiah Stevens is out there, we feel a little bit better about everything.
Hey, man. That, like I said, that just doesn't happen, right?
And no, so, it doesn't, man.
I love Ram Nation, man. They've supported me through and through. That's my family forever. And so, that's special.
Well, I'm really excited. Whatever happens, to see what is in store for you. Because, again, whatever you decide to do, you're going to kill it. You're going to absolutely destroy that. Whether, you know, the playing career, the coaching career, the radio career when we get this basketball show going, you know,
yes,
absolutely,
sir.
Man. I want to give a shout out to your mom. Is always sharing the podcast of the show, and she just seems awesome. I've never met her in person.
Yeah.
So you want to give anybody a shout out while you're here?
Yeah,
man.
I'll always give my mom's a shout out. She deserves it. Just an absolute warrior, man. She fights like no other, and she loves like no other also.
Seems like it.
Man, she supports me no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's going on within the family, man. And definitely shout out to Pat Stevens, man. That's my
Pat
that's my
Stevens
one right there.
Shout out there. Are they all in town? They're all in the area.
They're all in town. They'll be here for the senior night game, and they'll be with me on the court for all the little pregame festivities.
It's a good thing. It's going to make a late night even later, though,
because of all that stuff. Man, I'm not a fan of the super late game.
Yeah.
I don't know how that comes about on the scheduling. And I know TV contracts and everything. Mm-hmm. Got to get a game on.
Four million commercials inside there.
Man,
yeah,
I cannot stand a 9 p.m. tip.
Hey, go beat New Mexico tonight. Just go beat New Mexico. Just go score more than that team.
I wish it was that easy, man. But that sounds like a good play.
That's my coaching advice.
Yeah, just do it, right?
I don't think I would be a very good head coach because that's the game plan. Let's go beat him. Isaiah, I don't know what our schedule is going to look like for you next week. We'd love to try to connect in somehow, but best of luck to you, and we'll be rooting for you tonight. We'll be rooting for you in that conference tournament, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah Stevens. This has been the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Not many dudes get better than this one here. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into the 12 o'clock hour. We still have David Roddy coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.